from the landing strip. It's the 332nd edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Chris.
This is Arnold.
Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. We very much appreciate it. If you're watching us live, I already see a few of you are already, in the live chat. Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Long-time listeners. They kind of already thought something was going on.
Something. What the hell is going on with this?
We like you guys.
Yeah. If you're watching us live but you're not logged into the live chat, please do so now. That way you could chat along with us, ask us questions, say hi, talk shit, back check, whatever. I'll see it here in the old handy dandy smartphone, and I will try to involve you as best as I can in the show. If you're not watching us live, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, or on Twitter at @HWrestlingRadio, or just drop a comment below right here in the YouTube feed. So, Chris.
What's up, man? You ready to kick this pig?
I'm ready to kick this pig. What we got? How are we starting off today?
Headlines, man. We got headlines today.
Okay.
Headline porn.
So, the first
thing. Where's Dingy? I know I put Dingy in the backpack. Where's Dingy?
I'll get him.
God damn it.
The first thought that crosses your mind after the Money in the Bank pay-per-view is over with is what?
I was glad.
That was my thought. You know, in the office when Kevin starts. That was me when it was over. I was like, God damn it.
I was glad that I was watching this at WrestleThon. And that way, when it was done, all of us were like, ugh. Well, here's WrestleThon, guys. And it was like, yeah, fucking distraction. We were all fucking enjoying ourselves. And then it was like, fuck. No, I'm glad we had the distraction of the environment of where we were watching it in.
So you weren't a fan of Brock Lesnar just strolling in, running up,
no,
getting the briefcase?
No. I was not.
He's an up-and-coming superstar.
Right. Yeah, he's the future of the business.
Technically is.
I'm gonna just air out a positive for me, because people that have been listening to this show for quite some time have noticed that I have clamored for the one thing that Brock Lesnar has not done in his career. He's been undisputed champion. He's main evented WrestleMania. He's a Royal Rumble winner. The one thing he hasn't done yet is being a Money in the Bank match.
I've been wanting that at least
1 or 2 years. I want Lesnar with the ladder just raping fools. We didn't completely get that. We kind of just got like him tearing off Ali's underwear with him falling off the top. So I want to complain about it, but I kind of can't.
No, you could complain about it because you didn't get what you want. The reason why you wanted Brock in the match wasn't so that he wins the briefcase. The reason why you wanted Brock in the match was to have other people pinball off of him because he's such a big, menacing dude. He didn't do any of that. Even with the stuff that you're talking about, he pulled at Ali's underwear. So? And it's Ali.
Here's why.
Like, all he did was go up and just – that's it. Like, that could have been the opening segment or the closing segment of a Monday Night Raw. On the build-up to a Money in the Bank. It's not what you wanted, Chris. Don't get yourself on a technicality. You can be mad.
I can't, though, and here's why. I kind of learned on Sunday night that sometimes we as wrestling fans ask for too much.
Yeah, I get
I
get it.
Those spots in that ladder match, yes, for whatever reason, that Sunday was god awful compared to like other Money in the Bank ladder matches. I guess the thing in the back of my mind is like, none of these fuckers have health insurance and they're like killing themselves on fucking for $9.99 per person on the telly. That's like that, the reality kind of sunk into me a little bit, that in a new perspective, watching these guys go splat the way, oh my god, fucking Ricochet got butt fucked by that ladder.
Finn Balor bounced off of him.
So now you get a conscious. Okay, great. Good job.
Better late than never, right?
So instead, you rather have Brock Lesnar suplex sitting fools because that's safer. Yeah. Come on.
Technically.
No, it's not.
He got Ambrose how many times at WrestleMania and he still survived? How many times did he get AJ Styles, John Cena, Daniel Bryan?
Undertaker.
One Shinsuke Nakamura suplex almost killed John Cena, but 20 Brock Lesnar's. Cena's a safe worker. Yeah, Cena's still getting his.
He's a safe worker. I don't know.
What you guys think of Brock?
I've learned to do is, now that I've had like a couple days to digest it, and then Raw and a bit of SmackDown. After Raw, I loved it. I was on board. This
don't call it a right comeback. Here?
Oh man, I've been here for years. Oh man, that right. Just seeing him do this, that's a whole new element to Brock Lesnar's character. He's never done that.
He's been humorous before, but long
time. Yeah. The new Brock Lesnar, like
post, a smug humor.
Yeah, post UFC.
He has resting bitch face the entire time. That's why he last time
he had like funny shows with Kurt Angle. You know what I mean? Mm. So him having like this comedy side to him where he's just like, you can tell he's having a blast.
He didn't give a fuck about the weekend.
He's getting paid. But I mean, it adds an element. And honestly, let's say right now he either cashes in on Seth or Kofi, it legitimizes both of their title reigns, even if they win or lose. Especially Kofi's. I think so because that's a marquee fucking name against Kofi. So Seth Rollins, too. Seth Rollins isn't needed, but it also just boosts it. The Universal title has been through some fucking hell.
I'm just not looking forward to the Universal title again being through some fucking hell.
What if it's the WWE title?
And even that. I mean, the reason why you say that Universal title has been through fucking hell is because it's been on a guy that doesn't defend it. Now he's going to get it again. Oh, okay. Well, the defense is that, it might be the WWE title. That's just as bad, if not worse. Like, I don't want Brock holding on to one of these belts, not defending it, not showing up on TV, either the Universal or the WWE, and diminishing the belt itself.
I fully agree. I don't want him to win the title. In fact, I want him to lose this cash in, which would be even better. I don't see it happening.
I don't see that happening.
I think it depends. I think what I'm thinking they're going to hold on to it is until they get to Fox.
That's a while.
Which is in like November.
October. It's a while.
So, I mean, okay.
4 months.
Yeah, but how often do we see Brock from here to November usually? Like 3 times?
Yeah.
It's fine. You're going to forget about the Money in the Bank. Especially since Bayley cashed in hers. It's like, we don't have a Money in the Bank right now.
Well, let's get to that. Bayley.
Huh.
What'd you think?
I was okay with her winning. I think we even said it, last week's episode. If she wins, okay.
The women's ladder match was actually pretty good.
It was a bit cringy. There were some spots that were like the Carmella thing. It was great acting because, oh my God, I thought that was the way her like knee fell. And then her setting it to Manny where Manny was trying to fight her. And she's like slaps the shit out of her. Hey, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then they take her to the back. I was like, oh, fuck. She might have legitimately been hurt. Mm-hmm. Then when she came back and Daniel Bryan did, I was like, nah, okay, whatever. She's fine.
Yeah.
But Naomi, badass, with dodging the fucking ladders.
Yeah.
Nikki Cross going fucking ham with the ladders was cool. I forgot Natty was in the match. But Bayley did her thing in the match, too. She kicked ass. So when it happened, like, see, what I was honestly expecting when Sonya carried her up was like a fucking Samoan drop or something like that.
Oh, that would have been funny.
I was like, oh, fuck yeah, that's going to happen. And then all of a sudden, when I see Bayley climb up there, I'm like, oh, someone's going to come push Bayley off. No, oh, shit, she pushed what's her name off. I was like, oh. And then so when it happened, my reaction was, oh, okay, we're going to get a new element of Bayley's character. She's already telling us she's not hugging anymore, even though she still has a song and the emoji fucking thing when she comes out. And
that'll change.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Jinx or Cesaro.
Yeah, little by little. Give it a little time. Bitch. If they could just still do the Bayley guitar thingy, but with like a mean ass riff, that'd be tight. Since she's into like metalcore and all that type of stuff. So that would be cool. But, I'm going a little further than I need to. When she won, I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad I faced one, and I'm glad that, we're see what's happening with Becky and all that. And when she cashed it in, it was a whole different story with me. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that now?
Let's go
through the matches.
What did you think of the cashing of Bayley winning the ladder match first?
I was okay. I wasn't mad. I wasn't elated either, but I was okay with it. But you fast forwarding to, Becky two belts losing to Charlotte because of shenanigans, and then Bayley helping, but then Bayley cashing in. Like, the minute Charlotte won, I knew there was something afoot. Something was going to happen, especially with, Lacey already out there. It was like, this is going to be weird. And it was. And I'm not happy that Becky lost the belts because the Becky two belts thing could have had more legs. They could have ran with that for just a little bit longer. I get it. You don't want to always have somebody, with multiple titles, even like in TNA when Kurt Angle had like all the fucking belts, it wasn't forever. You know, it quickly, you know, came off. But I felt like all that shit that you're doing with Becky, you're trying. Could have gone a little longer. Yeah, it could have gone a little longer. And you're trying to build your next top star, period, regardless of gender. And this is the kind of shit that, like, could have been a better hallmark and would have put her even more over. I'm not saying that she needs to win every time as Becky Two Belts, but she was Becky Two Belts.
For a cup of coffee.
Win it, yeah. And boom. Like, that t-shirt didn't have a chance to sell.
Oh, but then again, neither
just like Team Y2AJ?
Yeah, I was about to say, Y2AJ.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a mistake, too. You know? So, I wish it would have given it a little bit more time.
I think the booking of those women's matches were all wrong.
Okay.
Give you two scenarios that would have been even better.
Okay.
Number one, Becky would have won both the matches. Becky's got a Friday night off because all the guys are going to Saudi. So why not have Becky stroll into NXT TakeOver and try to become Becky Three Belts against Shayna Baszler? Spontaneous, interesting. You get a lot of people talking, and you get a lot of people watching TakeOver. Because remember, we're going to talk about the whole brand family interaction a little bit. If you want to have Becky lose one of the belts, I think you had to have done it with Lacey. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, I don't
because
think so, but
Becky's all right. Becky's entire popularity was when she became the man. She became the man by beating the fuck out of Charlotte.
Yeah.
So the fact that she barely won this title and she already dropped it back to the person she stole the moniker from, number one, devalues her. And number two, it devalues her even more when Charlotte's laying there camping after missing the spear for 4.5 minutes before Bayley finally decides to cash in and win the belt from Charlotte. Yeah. Like, it just, that double makes Becky lose a lot of the momentum that she had. I would have had the matches flip backwards. I would have had Becky beat Charlotte, have Lacey come out right afterwards saying, oh, no, honey. No, I'm next, darling.
And then Charlotte
costing it. And then Lacey actually holding a title for a cup of coffee. And you already have a rivalry there with her and Bayley. Like, you're trying to be the next – you want to be a woman around here? I just took your belt and you only had it.
Would continue the feud with Becky and Charlotte, which I don't want.
Not necessarily. Becky already beat Charlotte. Becky can move on to somebody else on the SmackDown division.
Well, Becky's on Raw. That's a problem.
No, but if Becky only has the SmackDown, she's on both shows because she has both belts. She has both belts. That's why she's on both shows. If she only had the SmackDown rule, she would primarily be on SmackDown.
All right. Well, Robert, welcome. Daniel, welcome. Hector, welcome. Porsche, welcome. Everybody is in here. Everybody
some
in here.
So I'm actually happy with the outcome of these matches. I love that Lacey had a puncher's chance and Becky won, you know, but it was a good match. I hate that Charlotte had to win just because I didn't want her to win. When she won, I was like, dude, the crowd was flat.
Until Bayley came out. Exactly. The fact that they were chanting, we want Bayley, I was like, what the fuck?
That's the biggest
pop
Bayley has gotten since she debuted with Mick Foley.
Yes.
So I was even like,
bigger pop than her title defense in her fucking hometown.
Now,
ding.
When it happened, I was like, oh no. No, she's gonna fail. That's gonna be terrible.
Oh, you thought Bayley wasn't gonna?
Yeah, Charlotte, dude, come on, it's Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah,
she's freaking Charlotte Reigns. So I'm like, I was like, oh no, don't do it. The whole time I was like, don't do it, and especially when Charlotte took forever camping in the corner after that spear. I'm like, the longer she goes, that means she's gonna get up and do a big boot, fucking the little natural selection, and boom, it's over. Nope, that's when I was like, 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay, cool. Now this is perfect because now Becky Lynch and Lacey have a more legitimate feud, and they can build it.
I'd rather watch more of that.
Charlotte will probably fight Bayley at the next pay per view, so Bayley can be legitimized.
Not the next pay per view,
or the next something.
Ding.
Because they can't.
Right. That's what I said.
Yeah. So. I don't know. I like the outcome of it. I really would have rather Bayley held on to it longer to have her as Miss Bayley in the Bank or whatever. But I'm glad that she cashed it in, being the first ever women's Grand Slam champion. Now the tag team titles are involved. Like I posted on Facebook, it's a little mushy, but I have a daughter.
Yeah,
Bailey's Hispanic. Yeah. That's fucking cool to me.
Yeah,
that's her Hulk Hogan for her.
Yes, yeah. So like, that's her hope. So fuck yeah, I'm fine.
Daniel says this in the live chat. There's a bigger matter at hand, Chris. Charlotte's already a 10-time champ between NXT and main roster. Wrap your head around that. I don't know why that's a
her dad's 174-time champ within all the territories. That's fine. Numbers don't mean shit to me.
And then Hector says, has Charlotte ever beaten Bayley?
Yeah,
has she?
NXT
have to. I'm pretty positive that she has. Everybody's beaten Bayley
except Sasha.
Oh yeah, Sasha's never beat Bayley.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
We'll get back to Money in the Bank in a bit. One word to describe the 20.
I'm sorry. One. I did it. Rewind. Hector, I love Naomi's Bumblebee cosplay. I did too.
It wasn't cool. Bumblebee. It was a character from DC. It was Bumblebee. Yeah, stupid. For some reason, I heard Bumblebee. I thought of Transformers because I'm a dumb.
So did I. Yeah.
All right, go.
One word to describe the 24/7 title.
Interesting. Hear me out. I don't hate it. I think the crowd shit all over it. Very, like, they fucked up. But I think that was kind of Mick's fault for not being that good of a good, for losing his touch on promo.
There was something wrong with Foley.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. And I'm not trying to be a smartass.
No.
But
I think he was a little overexcited.
I don't know if it was that.
You think he looks unwell?
Yes. Like, maybe he had sick? A stroke or something. I don't know. I'm not trying to make fun of the guy. I'm not putting bad juju on him. Yeah. But there was something off about Mick.
Yeah.
He just had a bad day.
Look at his career, and you're going to understand why.
Well,
I get it. So when they introduced it, first of all, I was watching it on a little bit of a delay. Of course, the spotlight on Facebook ruined it for me. So I was like, God damn it. So whatever, I already knew by the time I watched it, like 30 minutes later.
Yeah.
So when I saw it, when I saw the belt, I was like, God, that thing is ugly. But I was like, you know what? If this is going to be like the hardcore without being hardcore because it's PG and it's going to give guys like No Way Jose, Titus, motherfucking like all the mid-carders, hell, NXT people, mid-carders, 205 Live, if it's just going to give them airtime to the fact that we care about, also, cool thing they're doing on the third hour of Raw, dimming the lights.
Yeah.
Having the middle.
War zone, kind of.
Yeah. Cool. Also, I think a lot of people leave in the last hour, so they don't want the crowd to be seen. But
I didn't think of that.
I think it's pretty cool. And the ratings always go to shit in the third hour. So this, honestly, out of 2 days, I'm loving it. Two days, the first little scramble was like, I didn't like it. I was like, I guess, you know, it's kind of dumb, but whatever. Once they went to the back, oh man, it reminded me of Molly Holly.
Yeah.
Beating, you know, beating, which R-Truth is the perfect guy for this belt right now.
One thing that we like to do here on the Josh Ennis Show is to point out hypocrisy, right? Right, wasn't it? Which indie promotion was it that just recently had a 24/7 rule title belt where everybody was like pinning everyone? Joey Ryan was pinning people, and then I don't know.
But I know it exists.
Yeah, it existed as recently as maybe a year ago, maybe less. People were marking out over it, thinking it was funny, and then refs were showing up and winning titles and this and that. Everybody was marking out. So for this title, you're gonna shit all over it because it's not the hardcore title. Like, come on, yeah. we just saw this a year ago in the indies, and everybody fucking marked out for it.
Yeah,
now
everybody's like 0.5% of the whole wrestling populace.
Now I did
a loud minority pop for it.
Now, while I didn't shit all over it, and while I thought, you know what, this worked for this indie promotion that did it, I'm not excited until I started to see R-Truth's tweets about little Jimmy just beat me, but I got him
in my dream.
And the Eurocontinental. I was like, if any motherfucker is going to get this thing over, it's going to be R-Truth.
Oh, yeah.
R-Truth is going to get over a goofy title because he's a goofy guy. And it's perfect.
The announcement of the title.
Yeah.
The presentation of the title. The aftermath of the title.
Before he did it.
Gave me mixed messages.
He said it was the DDT title.
Mixed messages. The positive, R-Truth is fucking owning this already. 24 yes. hours. I see why they went this way.
Yeah.
Because, dude, I'm expecting before the end of the month, Carmella's going to pin him.
Yes, yes.
Carmella. This is going to be your intergender title. Yeah, not, without you knowing it, it's going to happen.
It's not going to
happen. And it's going to make news now because, hey, intergender, blah, 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 blah. The roster, when there was a hardcore title, there were a lot of guys that were entertaining and some that you didn't know were entertaining until they were in this.
Yes.
Steve Blackman, Al Snow, Molly, Crash, Hardcore. There's some guys in this group, Titus, R-Truth. For a second, I could actually believe Robert Roode could have actually hung in there.
Yeah.
You know, because, dude, his beer money days, he's funny as fuck.
Yes.
You know, but you don't see that shit right now.
No.
You don't. But then there were some guys I kind of don't want to see there. I don't want to see Cedric Alexander there.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Buddy Murphy there. I don't want to see Eric Young there. Knowing that I know what they
actually,
can do.
Actually, I do want to see Eric Young there because Eric Young. Back.
Superhero, TNA. Yes.
Eric Young could be really funny.
But there's some guys, dude.
There's some guys I don't.
And when you add to the fact that you're saying 205, NXT, NXT UK, if this is a comedy belt, I don't want to see Walter. I don't want to see Pete Dunne. I don't want to see Matt Riddle. Like, if the idea is for the third hour of Raw and the second hour of SmackDown for a WWE showcase, a television title like WCW, where guys, they might not be ready for the big pay-per-views yet, but we're going to put them on TV so you can see Matt Riddle against Cedric Alexander. So you can see Pete Dunne against Cesaro. Mm-hmm. So you can see matches that people want to see so that you can like start watering the crops of these younger guys so they can grow into these stars that are on that WrestleMania poster that are right there instead of making it a joke. So you're telling me one thing and you're showing me something else. And as of now, I'm still feeling the disconnect, but I'm not completely burying it because R-Truth is already showing me the potential.
Yeah. Now, all that stuff, I agree with you. I agree. But I didn't start coming around to it until, like I said, when R-Truth was owning it. Then I started getting more optimistic. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I give you a thumbs down that happened with this whole kerfuffle?
Go. I have one. I wonder if you're going
to say it. It might be the same one. I don't know. We'll see. When they were all running, chasing each other, and they ran right the fuck past Baron Corbin and Bobby Lashley.
And Sami Zayn on SmackDown.
And they had zero fucks to give, like these idiots going
after.
I'm assuming
they didn't know because they weren't in the ring when the announcement happened. They're talking on their own.
Neither were these guys.
That's they fully true. Announced no, it. No, no, they no. saw that they it, saw Foley walk in. They were announcing Foley with this and that, and Foley was glad handing everybody. Hey, make sure you pay attention.
Dropped the credibility of the
this
belt.
Is the this is the participation award, so that nobody wants to go to AEW.
Baron Corbin should have saw that motherfucker run in. Out stuck out an arm, clothesline. I guess I got this belt now. I'm like,
that would have been another little.
His
name.
Yeah,
I would have been interested if Baron Corbin actually had this belt. Yes. Give him something, dude. For all the shit that he's been getting on television, he's supposed to be getting that shit on television, and he's been like reaping the benefits. But like he's actually a good heel.
But
dude.
Also, he's the reason why I don't watch the main event on Raw.
Well, I understand that.
Third hour after that belt for you.
I understand what you mean because you're talking about Baron. But if we look at status of where you're at on the roster, him and Lashley and I guess apparently Sami Zayn on SmackDown, all of them should have at least tried to take a swipe at it.
Yes,
you know, because it's a belt.
If they did, at least show that they were interested.
Yeah. I want this belt to evolve the way the old hardcore title did, to where at one point Tommy Dreamer had a New York license plate that says hardcore, and that was the belt when he was WWE hardcore champion. Like, I want to see people that actually can do something with it. So far, R-Truth,
he even 48 said hours. A couple of legends will come back and do it, and I'm like,
so I'm thinking Al Snow, maybe hardcore, you know, somebody.
That'd
you know?
Be great.
And I see why they didn't call it hardcore, obviously, because it's
from PG. The reason why Daniel Price says this, the reason why I work with Crash is because he always found a way to weasel out and keep it, or a sneaky way to get it back. He was the face of that rule. This is just more shiny stuff that they don't need. I don't know.
I think they need it.
Can R2?
There's 11 titles now in WWE with 14 different people.
Fine. That's true.
That's fine.
That's
you
true.
Sure?
Yes, that's fine. There's two different brands. Card.
Drake handing out flyers actually made me laugh.
Yes, I'm telling you, we're gonna get
Carmella's pinning Truth, Drake Maverick's pinning Carmella, and then Drake gets eaten by somebody.
So This is giving the TV time to people like Drake Maverick, who was resorted to an AOP manager. You know what I mean? And yeah. a failed. This is the most time we've seen EC3 on TV in a month.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with this, man. I don't hate it. The belt's not that ugly. It looks like the old
time. You know what would give them more TV time if Roman wasn't on four segments every night?
Yes, yes. If he wasn't the wild card. The wild card rule wasn't the Roman rule. But at the same time, look. Okay, you know what really fucking grinded my gears? The first few people that Mick Foley saw when he got out of the limo?
They're going to have Brock win it by accident.
Who said that?
Take it to UFC.
That was Hector. Just Brock win it by accident. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Though really grinded my gears, and you almost forget, the first two people that shook Mick Foley's hands were a beltless tag team champion, Zerk Hawkins and Jack Ryder.
Jack Ryder?
Yeah, those guys.
I think you need to cut him off.
No, that stuff. No, I did that on purpose because nobody gives a shit about them.
True.
They took that belt from the Revival for nothing.
Yep.
To have their New Jersey moment.
Yep. The major experience.
Yeah, the Mia. Yeah. So stupid. And I hate that word, but so stupid was that. Giving them the belt and then doing a literal nothing with them afterwards. Yeah. Bringing the Usos back there. Boy, that match of the week candidate, Usos versus the Revival.
We'll get there.
That match was the shit.
We'll get there.
Okay.
That was the shit. But the tag team division.
So the reason we have this belt, because Fox wants a whole lot of people. This whole wild card rules because Fox doesn't want the brand split. They want all the heavy hitters.
As they should.
It was the first time that they've been in this position because they've been on USA on one show the entire time.
Yep.
You know, so...
Let's see, UPN was okay with just having half of their heavy hitters.
No, UPN, there wasn't a brand split. So they had everybody in the beginning. In the beginning, 99,000. Oh, yeah, and by then, they got used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Edge
and the ratings didn't fall. Yeah. The ratings were actually higher on SmackDown with Heyman. That's why they didn't care about the brand split.
Yeah.
But now,
Eddie Guerrero and all that shit.
Now Fox wants $3 million a week.
Yeah.
As far as
they don't even make that now.
Hey, they're paying $3 million an episode. They want 3 million viewers.
I get it. But
so what's the worst contract? Their deal with Fox or their deal with Saudi Arabia?
Their deal with Fox financially. Financially, their deal with Fox is they're not going to fucking do it. Unless they bring back, which I should have worn the shirt, unless they bring back a Stone Cold Steve Austin as general manager, a Rocky fucking Johnson as something, Dwayne Johnson. unless they bring back the people we fucking know, which is what they smartly do in Saudi Arabia, bring back the Goldbergs, bring back the Undertakers. Dude, I'm sorry, but it's not going to cut it.
Yeah.
WWE is not mainstream anymore. It's people like it.
Who's their most mainstream guy that they have right now that wrestles?
Roman.
But exactly. And that's not even
and he
yet.
He hasn't done anything since he came back.
Give it the summer when that Hobbs and Shaw movie comes out Roman's a guest in. Maybe we'll get there. Because The Miz has been straight to Redbox.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's on USA. But he's not on SmackDown, so that doesn't help the Fox deal.
They need a fucking superstar, which is why I think Brock Lesnar won the goddamn Money in the Bank.
Which is another reason why they should have let Becky Two Belts actually keep both belts and keep building her as this fucking juggernaut.
You took your hottest commodity and took her off of SmackDown.
And watered it down. And you took away something from her that would have been a new catchphrase. Yeah, we get it, the man. But Becky Two Belts was something you could slap on a fucking t-shirt. And they did slap on a t-shirt, and it hasn't got a chance to sell. You know?
By the time the people got them, she already lost
it. I was going to want to get one.
Day all over again.
Yeah, I was going to want to get one, but
really. Remember when Brandon got himself over as a solo sit?
Yes.
That didn't work out too
well. That didn't work.
Do you agree with him that Fox is the worst deal than Saudi?
Are we talking financially? We
talking in general.
In general?
Spin it how you want to spin it.
Okay, I'll spin this motherfucker. No, it's not. Saudi is the worst one because of the PR nightmare. You're going to have folks. You're going to have folks.
If that was the case, this wouldn't be the third fucking time they do it in less than a year.
They're doing it because of the Saudi money. But there's – and I know. I'm not saying financially. Yeah. I'm saying PR-wise. Ethically, PR-wise.
Ethically, you're right.
There's going to be some people who are going to shy away from WWE, and we're talking about you want to get the casuals in. There's going to be some casuals like, oh, yeah, they go to Saudi Arabia, they do this, and then they get turned off by it. It's a bad taste in their mouth, and they don't necessarily like it. So
they're not down with the cow calash?
They're not. No. Mountain Dew and crab juice.
I'll take the crab juice.
You know, like it's – that that right there is so much negative press, negative publicity, bad publicity, and they're not backing down. They're doubling down. They're tripling down because this is their third visit over there. So you've already lost a certain amount of people that actually do give a fuck about this, that aren't hardcore, that are casuals, that are not going to tune in because they're like, you know what? No, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
Is Porsche cancel? Is she going to go on another strike for another couple of months because they're going back?
I don't know, but it took her a long time to get her to come back. But now, are you leaving again? She may not. I don't know. She might. Porsche, you know, if you're still watching,
you're going to keep striking for 10 years. So yeah, I would just get used to it. And I hate saying that because, trust me, I don't like this either. I don't like the idea. Dude, Kevin Owens is not going.
You know, Kevin Owens. Sammy Daniel Zane, Bryan said that he's not going. That he said he's not going back either.
Yeah.
So this could be a situation.
And these are the people that work for the company that get paid to go, and even they are taking a moral stand against it. Yeah. How much easier is it for a dude sitting on a couch to be like, now, "Fuck this"?
You know, like, Sami Zayn isn't. He's saying, like, he's not going. He can't go. He's barred from going. Like, no, he doesn't want to go.
Syrian.
He's not even full Syrian anymore.
Syrian as shit.
Well, like, like,
Syrian as shit.
I mean, like, these, I mean, physically, he's Syrian. Like, the, right as, now, as I am Mexican, but he's technically Canadian.
Right now, the temperature of the weather, I would say the worst deal is the Saudi deal, because right now, even now, three shows in, there's not even factoring the women. There's guys taking a stance that they're not going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine. If not like a literal, but if all the wrestlers unioned up, metaphorically speaking, and say, you know what, I don't want to go. At that point, they got WWE in a vice. Because what's WWE going to do? I'm going to let you go. Oh, well, bye, Vince. I'll see you in AEW, bitch.
Zack Ryder, you know? You're the new Universal Champion.
So, and then he's not going to have his belt.
So they're going to bring in guys who really, come on, who really wants to see Triple H Orton?
Yeah. I don't want to see that. Again, only because of Orton. I love Triple H, but I don't want to see Orton.
The optics of it is worse. Yeah. Now, financially, probably the worst deal is Fox. But there's going to be people that are excited about Fox. There's nobody talking shit saying, oh, I don't want to go on Fox.
Fox's fall lineup, Thursday Night Football,
mm-hmm.
Friday Night SmackDown, Saturday College Football,
Sunday, and XFL.
Sunday America's Game of the Week, and then the year after that, XFL.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There's ways to try to spin it into a positive if they made the effort. At least with the Fox deal, the wild card rule sounds dumb, but they're trying their best to placate. 24/7 belt sounds dumb, but they're trying to placate and make it interesting. And so far, the hook's like in our mouth. They're just needing to pull it a little. The Saudi, again, with this show, what have they done for the women? I mean, they did the women's pay-per-view last year. One of the better pay-per-views of last year, but you're not going to do that again. Bring in some more NXT UK girls. Bring in some more girls from your like, what are you doing to try to take us to try to distract us from the stink of Saudi? Yeah. And this time they're not doing it. So I think right and now that more flies are dropping, I think this is the worst deal.
I'm going to tell you what's going to distract you from the stink by telling you Portia's answer to your question in a live chat. She says, I don't watch as much anymore. I'm cool with taking breaks. Now that I have Pursuit and, you know, I also have TNT.
Like you.
Yeah.
Whew. Let me pull this up real quick on Facebook because we had some people talking about this on the page, surprisingly.
Yeah. I got a lot of notifications about it.
Worst deal. Dylan Robert Howland III. Vince McMahon.
Is that a deal?
Nah, it's not a deal. Jeff Milheims, Fox going to cost them fans as they do more to please the network rather than the fans week by week.
All right.
Brendan, Fox. Hector, Saudi due to the politics. Nicole, Saudi, how do you get bad press when your ratings are going down? At least on Fox, their reach is further. And for Saudi, any female fans wanted to go? Did y'all notice? Were there any female fans in the last two?
Yeah,
there's
females in the audience. They can,
like, in the nosebleeds, or they're actually royals.
Not royals.
It depends.
There is no female royals.
It depends. They probably have, like, you know, if it's like a family, like if the husband's going, the husband can take the wife and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but in like the crowd, like the hard cam side, I think there was some girls. Renee Young did commentary last time. Women can be there,
was because her husband was at that show.
Well, no. She was commentary.
But her husband, but they let her go because her husband was there. she might not go this time because obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Robert Medlin after the journalistic murder, definitely sour.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Again, it's because it's two different arguments. It's ethical and it's financial.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Financial, don't give a fuck about ethical.
Financial, the shit washes out because you're getting fucking 3 million an episode for 10 years and you're getting all that Saudi money for the next 10 years. So either both of them are getting home runs.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it an interesting thing to debate about.
The lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
I'm going to test your memories.
Religion and politics.
I'm going to test your memories. What's your match of the week pick?
My match of the week pick? AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins.
AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins.
Robert Trapp, welcome.
Trapp House.
AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins.
Oh, shit!
Our first unanimous one of the
match
of the
week. Holy crap.
I'm y'all are going to gush about all the stuff that y'all saw.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say one thing.
Go ahead, please.
I made the complaint last week about Ring of Honor talent not giving us Ring of Honor product in the WWE ring.
Okay.
That match was Ring of Honor product in the WWE ring. How many rest holds were in that match?
I can't even think of one.
None.
Okay.
Bam, yeah. Bam, bam, bam,
from
bam,
beginning
bam,
to end, I was like thoroughly impressed. I had, in fact, I was eating for this match, right?
Right.
I had served myself, you know, I ate and I served myself some food. So I made myself like a sandwich or whatever, something to eat. But I also had chips, hot sauce. Even Mexicans got chips and hot sauce.
Yeah, Valentina.
So yeah, Valentina. Ah! So I was like, I didn't want to look down at my chips because I don't want to miss a part of this match. Yeah. So I was like, neighbors. So I was like, holy shit. Oh, man. Oh, man. Like, I did not want to miss any part of this match. It was that good. I still ended up missing like 2 minutes of it, like by getting Penny some food.
I'm going to echo your sentiment. Even though I was in a bit of a different environment, this was on WrestleThon. WrestleThon, we decided that when Money in the Bank was going to come on, we're going to stop playing video games. And instead of it being a stream where we're playing games,
it's live reaction.
A stream where we're having live reaction or we're watching. And that's exactly what we're doing. We were all sitting there talking shit, making jokes, this and that, here and there, getting food, blah, blah, blah. When that match happened, just like you put down your chips, you watched. Mm-hmm. Everybody in that fucking room stopped, and we were watching that match. And when AJ had him up for the Styles Clash on the apron, of us, we got looked. We're like,
That backwards
inverted suplex into the inverted.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful. Beautiful stuff.
That Styles Clash where he caught a powerbomb.
Yes.
That's my only nit to pick.
Oh,
you should have ended there.
You should have ended there. You know why? Because I wanted more.
Yeah.
Don't tell me on Monday, Tuesday, and tonight on Wednesday that you're going to give me Seth Brock again. I don't want Seth Brock again. I want more Seth AJ.
Right.
That's my pick, actually. That's the only flaw. I wish AJ would have protect the finishers, man.
Okay.
You know?
Protect the Styles.
And
class.
If this is the first time that they're wrestling each other, have the rematch be countering everyone's shit and Seth somehow pulling out the stomp or a pedigree or whatever. Pepsi plunge, whatever the fuck. Something.
Robert said, I really regret not watching the match live to switch to Game of Thrones. That's what I was.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Finally!
I was up at one. So,
that's our first match of the year candidate for the fucking year of 2019.
It's fucking June.
May.
Put it on the list.
You know what I mean. It's almost June.
Put it on the list.
I still think Kofi and Daniel Bryan should be on there. So,
for
match of the year.
For historical significance, most definitely. We might have to revisit one or two.
That's what I was about to say.
We might need to revisit
this list is kind of thin.
I don't care that it's thin, as long as it's all meat, no marble.
Gargano versus
Cole.
Well,
the rematch is happening next week. might overtake
that. That bitch.
Yeah.
We almost had a dude. I'm about to say, it was like right here this week.
How about some candidates? Some runner-ups.
Ali Andrade SmackDown Live.
Oh my god damn. I need to watch that. I haven't watched it.
Oh man, dude. I'm talking no wrestles here either. In fact, they suffered through a commercial break and they still excelled.
Really?
I never watch commercial, but whenever they
threw that picture in picture,
I always I'm not meant to watch this full screen, I'm not gonna watch it. I was like, ooh. Spanish fly. Whoa. All kinds of crazy shit, man. Dude, it was a good ass match. And Ali was getting his ass whooped. And then he did
the thing. And knowing that they were both beat the fuck up from that ladder match.
Yeah, he could just got counted out. No, there would have been no fucking. I wouldn't have been mad at him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been mad at him if he just got counted out. Because, dude, it was fucking brutal. He was getting his ass beat.
Yeah.
And supposedly, Uncle Dave says Ali's getting a big push this year. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently there's a badass chronicle on Ali about him being a Muslim and all that stuff.
I would
like
hope
that.
So. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. It's
on the network.
He needs to be a face for a while.
That's the biggest thing. I saw a mini documentary about him on Twitter a month ago, which says that, like, he didn't
want to. For anybody in the chat, can Ali go to Saudi Arabia as a Muslim?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a Muslim.
Okay.
Why wouldn't he?
Shit, he should be their freaking Muslim champion over there. But
he could win that 50, man.
He could.
How's that for a pop?
Yeesh. But yeah.
Pop, dude, not a bang.
But see, that's the thing. He's not making that part of his gimmick.
And that's what I love about
just
it.
I
don't need to know a foreigner. Just a dude that can go.
I don't need to know your religion.
Sub-Zero, Iron Man, whatever color you want to light up this week. Just fucking go.
Now, the funniest thing they did on Twitter was it was Ali versus Andrade. And Ali tweeted. He's been on fire this week as far as Twitter. Ali said, a match for the full name.
No, his tweet about Lesnar.
This is the only wrestling he's done all year.
Yeah, that was funny.
That's climbing up the ladder. That's so great.
I will see your Andrade Ali, and I will slightly raise you Ricochet against Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me. The biggest flaw of
Batman.
The biggest flaw in that match was, oh shit, Ricochet is about to do a big spot. Hey, a life of pets number two, motherfucker. Yeah, what the fuck?
They really? This fucking big spot.
That's the one time I cared more about wrestling than bitches.
Dude.
I wanted to see that fucking match, dude.
Oh my god. If you're
I didn't just break comics, his back. I broke his soul.
If you're not a fan of comics, oh my god, you're missing out, because that's what
Dark Knight Rises right there.
Boom,
Bane on Batman.
Bane breaks,
he broke the
Batman's
man
back. That's exactly what happened.
Then that gotch neutralizer.
Oh my
god, that's good.
That match was amazing.
Yeah,
that match was.
And again, Ricochet has to be raped in that
fucking
match.
He just
got
his ass whooped the night before. Really, which him and Ali were both setting with the fucking kinetic tape or whatever.
Cesaro had to give him his tape. That's why he didn't have any.
I'll tell you what I really liked about that, aside from the match, all the stuff you just said. I like the new entrance music for Cesaro.
I need to hear
it
some more.
It's forgettable right now.
It needs tweaking.
It's not the fucking same one as Dean Malenko as last time.
Right. It needs some work.
He should keep the theme of walking up to the side and tearing up his clothes, but with the new music.
He needs to.
Because he needs a gimmick. He had a gimmick when he had all that. And now he's just like around like this.
That's alone. Let it go.
That's
two tag team partners of his to get like shelved like for permanently.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking Tyson Kidd. He wore the.
Give him Roman, please.
Yeah.
Please.
You already got shelved once this year.
If you can't get it in the blood, get him in the bones. Roman.
Damn it. Fuck, Chris.
Oh, my God. Give him Lesnar. Come on. That'll solve everybody's problems. But the whole even because his fucking trunk saved the bar. Yeah. His mouth.
I mean, that can change.
But that could still be a tribute to Sheamus, just like he does the sharpshooter as a tribute to Tyson.
I like the basicness so far.
I've been a big Cesaro fan ever since Abel told me to be a big Cesaro fan. When he first debuted with Oksana.
With the five languages.
He's cannoli or something like that from fucking ROH. I'm like,
Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah, whatever.
That guy.
He's like, he's really good. I'm like, okay, cool. He's balding, though. He's like, yeah, that's his thing. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever.
He's 27 and he's fucking CM Bird.
Yes. So, once he shaved and made that a part of his thing, he's fine.
Yes.
And he kind of shuffled around. He got himself over, which, again, with the Mystic Man, you never do. He got himself over with the King of Swing as a heel. Mm-hmm. Everyone loved it. Mystic Man was like, no, you don't do that. So
You're not over till I say you over.
He went down to NXT and brought that brand up.
He did.
He did a good fucking job doing that. And then that's when the bar and all that shit. He floundered until the bar. And then since then, boom, Bob's your uncle. Yeah. So I'm for Cesaro. I'm a huge Cesaro fan.
Yeah. I want Cesaro to have a nice singles run. Not with the 24/7 title.
No. We had a couple of showcases here in the cockpit lounge before we went on live tonight. What'd you think of Walter versus Pete Dunne 2 from NXT UK television?
Walter versus Pete Dunne 2 is better than Walter versus Pete Dunne 1.
Agreed.
Question.
And I was there for
question.
The
how long was it on before I got here?
About 5 10? Minutes.
5 or 10 minutes.
Okay. Then, yes, this was better.
Yeah.
Because it was shorter, and it was still hard hitting.
It was shorter. It was
no
more,
wrestlers I saw either.
More fast-paced.
And Pete Dunne studied his opponent. He knocked down Walter with one stiff elbow because he knew exactly where to get him. He was a lot more methodical in this match.
And holy the Christ. Chop, the missed chop to the metal pole. It.
Fuck!
My only gripe is will always ruin that.
Finishes. The WCW finishes.
Shenanigans. I ruined it.
The shenanigans.
Yeah, but that was tight. And then the disciple from the NWO foot took on Neville.
Hangman Page,
Nottingham,
Hangman Page, in Nottingham.
Yeah, Nottingham.
Yeah. So here's the deal with that.
What happened there?
So they're supposed to wrestle this Saturday. Pac apparently right now is the Open the Dream champion for Dragon Gate. He's had 30-minute time limit draws with Zack Sabre Jr. and Will Ospreay defending that belt. The plan was that Pac that had that. Hangman was going to beat Pac. Pac, to his commitment of Dragon Gate, doesn't want to diminish the matches he's had so far and diminish the value of the belt he's carrying.
Okay.
But they don't. AEW does not want to do a 30-minute draw because they don't want to be like WWE.
Yes.
They want to be more pure sport. So they want
a 30-minute draw be more pure sport anyway.
That's more New Japan than WWE.
But they want their first event. They want definitive winners for their first three
events.
I get it.
All right.
And apparently they don't have enough time to devote for a 30-minute draw with the card that they have right
that
now.
That I understand.
So, you know what? We'll just do it the week before. We'll give it as an appetizer to our fans. And the way they finished it with the shenanigans in that match leaves the door open for them to come back.
Pac is officially off of?
He's off of Double or Nothing. He's still on for the main event of Fyter Fest next month. Now listen to this main event.
What the fuck is that?
Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks against Bastard Pac and the Lucha Bros. Six-man tag. That's your main event for Fyter Fest.
Double or Nothing. Give me Fyter Fest. Whatever the fuck that is and whatever it's on.
It's like an electronic convention, and they're actually having wrestling there.
Yeah. When you say convention, it is naturally. Yeah. But
says the guy with glasses.
Take your Axe body spray.
Oh God, yes, people. You go to wrestling shows. Wear fucking deodorant.
If you have enough money to buy wrestling tickets, you have enough money for deodorant.
This is true.
For anybody that was at Comic Palooza, y'all might have seen the can I was carrying around in case y'all needed it.
I heard it was pretty brutal.
Thank God I was still sick. I couldn't smell you.
Was it Axe or Febreze?
Oh, it's Axe, bro. I used to buy like those bundles for $20 where you get the body wash, the shampoo, the scrubber, and the little Misty can. I have like 9 Misty cans laying around.
Our old manager, Minnie, whoever she got a Secret Santa for Christmas, that's what she would get.
Yeah, she would get a box of Peste.
Yeah. Axe brain truck nuts.
Stink.
Truck nuts for the day.
I think 2 years in a row I got Old Spice.
Hell yeah.
I still use Old Spice to this day now because of it.
So I do.
It worked.
It worked.
Lavender, man. Okay, yeah. This Saturday, All Elite Wrestling, Double or Nothing.
AEW.
The winner of this match on the pre-show, on the double,
pre-show?
On the buy-in pre-show.
I thought they didn't want to.
What the fuck?
Well, here we go. Pre-show.
All right, pre-show.
21-man casino battle royal.
Nombre.
Okay. Here are the rules. You start with 5 men. I think it's every 3 minutes or 5 minutes. 5 more guys show up.
Oh, shit.
After 20, the last lucky guy shows up by himself.
And a badass guy.
Over the top rope, the winner of the match is guaranteed a future title shot at the inaugural AEW Heavyweight Championship.
Nice.
Here are the names so far.
Okay.
Brian Pillman Jr.
Yes.
Joey Janela. MJF. Sonny Kiss.
Okay.
Exolicious from Lucha Underground. Brandon Cutler. Ace Romero. Sonny Days. Dustin Thomas. Jimmy Havoc. Who, if y'all don't know who Jimmy Havoc is, YouTube some of his matches. He's a crazy motherfucker.
Okay.
Jungle Boy, Luke Perry's son.
Yeah.
Like actual Luke Perry?
Yeah, yeah, Luke Perry's actual son. Nice. He wrestles. Yeah, they had a memorial at a show.
That's cool.
Sean Spears, Ty Dillinger, he's in there.
Nice.
He's number 10.
Glacier.
Why not?
Billy Gunn.
Why not?
Billy Gunn?
And there's some more names that haven't been announced yet. So, okay. So far, this 21-man battle royal.
If Mr. Ass wins it, I swear to God.
Are there any names on that list so far that you think, man, AEW title shot?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Understandably. I mean, maybe they could give a shot, but it's not going to win to tie.
That this is on a fucking goddamn pre-show.
I don't see any.
My hot take was, now it's not, but my hot take for this battle royal that I knew a little bit about was John Moxley was going to win it, and then boom, that would be perfect.
There's still some spots.
You're not gonna have John Moxley come on a pre-show. Come on. That being on a pre-show it's not a good idea.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I mean, it's going to be cool because I'm going to watch it. I ain't going to pay no $60 to watch AEW. Pay that much right now.
Since somebody's free, you want to talk about an underdog story. He's been built up the last couple of years. I wouldn't mind seeing Adam Page against Chris Jericho or Adam Page against Kenny Omega for their first ever title.
Okay.
If you want to throw a surprise in there.
Why am I drawing a blank of who Adam Page is?
You just saw him.
Oh, Hangman.
Call him Hangman.
Call him
Hangman.
No, call him Disciple.
The Disciple from the NWO. That's the same fucking guy. Look it up.
Also in the pre-show.
Porsche says, I have a feeling Jungle Boy will win just to give him a rub. All right.
That's sexual in nature. Don't talk about
Kip like Sabian against Sammy Guevara.
Ooh. Okay.
Just because of local tie, Sammy Guevara will be looking to win.
Main show, 6-woman tag, Asia Kong, Yuka Sakazaki, and Ima Sakura.
Sakatumi.
Against Riho Abe, Ryo Mizunami, and Hikaru Shida. Aitamas.
The Asian girls are winning.
Okay.
I got the Asian girls. The left one.
So
left twigs or right twigs.
SoCal Uncensored.
All right.
Against the Strong Hearts, which is Seema, El Lindemann, and T-Hawk.
Well, that didn't fucking clarify anything.
I thought SoCal Uncensored was like SoCal Val's new name. So what the fuck is SoCal Uncensored?
SoCal Uncensored is Kaz and Daniels and
Scorpio Sky.
Scorpio
Sky.
Oh,
the black dude.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They're like the first like ones to be AEW.
Let me get you with this.
First ones to be the last thing.
Best friends from Ring of Honor, Chucky Taylor and Trent Beretta.
Okay.
Against Jack Evans and Angelico.
I know three of those people.
I know all four of them.
Who's Jack Evans?
Jack Evans, man, he's on Lucha Underground. He's a legend.
The white guy with the surfer shorts that came all the way under his knee, like the Dickie shorts that could flip around. Mm. Oh, dude, you're missing out.
I gotta look up.
He's really good. He's really big in Mexico.
As Jack Evans?
As Jack Evans.
Yeah, as Jack Evans.
Jumping Jack Evans.
Jack Evans.
No, he's a white guy who says that I'm the king of Lucha.
Yeah. You know, dude, he's a lot of AAA and CMLL down there. I think he's actually going to be wrestling at the AAA show in Madison Square Garden.
He comes out and he'll say, I am the mejor luchador. He'll say that, you know. Like, yeah. He's really good.
Dr. Britt Baker versus Kylie Rae versus Nyla Rose in a triple threat match.
No idea who the third girl is, but the first
technically the third girl is a dude. She's a transgender woman.
Really?
So on this show, before even getting to the big matches, we have a transgender woman in Nyla Rose. We have a homosexual guy in Sonny Kiss and Exolicious. And from what I've just found out today from Scott the Scott, Dustin Thomas is a man that not only has one leg, he has no legs. No legs.
How is he going?
And you can't teach that.
And that's in this show.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no. Okay.
Diversity.
I'm not trying to be that guy.
But you're gonna. Go for it. Says the guy wearing the fucking Cody's shirt.
You've seen that State Farm commercial. Well, she sounds hideous. Well, she's a guy, so.
What are you wearing, Jake from State Farm?
Yeah. Come on, bro. I get it. I'm all for it. I have two transgender friends. Tight.
Oh, I thought you were dogging on the dude with no legs.
No, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? But no.
What's wrong with me?
More so the competition, I'm saying.
Okay.
Have you seen how fucking tiny Dr. Britt Baker and Kylie Rae are?
They are small.
I have no idea what this, what's the name again?
Nyla Rose.
Nyla Rose looks like, but I can already imagine she's probably bigger than them two.
Maybe.
So I guess.
Imagine Jordan Grace from Impact. Kind of bodybuilder, a little stout, but still short.
Okay.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I can.
But, okay. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Stop.
You with the feminist roommates.
Yes.
You chime in.
Smiley Kylie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for her.
Dude, fucking I'm like, anchor.
Yeah. But yeah. Well, of course.
Baby.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. True. That's cool. I'm happy for both of them.
I'm going to watch this match and I'm going to, like, want to be excited.
Having little to no knowledge of any of these women, I'm happy for all of them. Cool. I'm down with it.
It's 2019. I'm curious in all of them. I'm assuming it's going to be a badass match.
Yeah,
yeah. Otherwise, it wouldn't be on this card.
I just have no background knowledge of this person.
Yeah. So I mean, but that's how we learn. I mean, true. I didn't know any half of these guys that used to be in Wrestle Circus. I didn't know who they were until I saw them.
True.
You know, and then so I mean, so I saw Britt Baker and Adam Cole team up against.
Ryan.
No, against Jessica Havoc. And Sammy Callahan in a mixed tag match.
Okay.
That's how I learned about Britt Baker.
I learned about Britt Baker.
She was on Impact for a little while.
A very little while.
I learned about
Britt Baker.
I saw her there.
I learned about Britt Baker. I think it was ROH. I saw some matches of hers before I even knew that
she was in the tournament with, for the Women of Honor for the first title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Porsche's calling you out. Say, I have a friend, but.
No, I get it. My baby sister's cousin's
but he, she never know, gave him any, so
I get
nah.
It. No, I get it.
I'm it's just, a hole, dude. Doesn't matter which hole it is.
I know. Look, I know. I'm in the minority, and that's what this fucking thing's about, is about airing your motherfucking opinion. I'm very cautious about this match.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some grace from y'all now. Anticipation level for Dustin Rhodes against Cody Rhodes.
Seven.
Have you been seeing these vignettes of Dustin Reynolds putting up the gold dust mask and
doing not his all new, yeah. I've seen a couple.
I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen Cody do anything for this match though.
Yeah.
I've seen Brandon Rhodes work out a lot on Twitter, but that's about it.
That's all we and that's really need to
no
see,
complaints.
Right? The website has a photo shoots of all their women so far.
Yeah.
And I think including Nyla Rose.
I feel as though I could be at a 10 for this match if I hadn't already seen it. And if
several times,
yeah,
Stardust Goldust,
yeah,
Cody Stash like, Goldust,
and they weren't that impressive. I wanted those matches to be impressive because brother versus brother, they're in, you know, both but dusty. See,
Cody
sun,
wasn't
that
impressive.
I understand that, but in this particular match, it's law of diminishing returns. It's diminished a bit, and I am not that invested in AEW storylines yet because I haven't seen a whole lot. I mean, yeah. Okay, being the Elite, whatever. That's fine. That's nice. That's cute. Being the Elite, going to YouTube, whatever. Fuck that. But once you start on TNN or TNT, whichever the one it fucking is, Spike, all right?
He doesn't have cable. That's
once you start
when
airing.
You don't have cable, you make up channels.
Once you start airing on Sci-Fi. Then I'll fucking watch it and get invested in your storylines. But as of right now, you're just like ROH, where I just have to go on paper.
Okay.
And on paper,
that's
Cody versus
that's respectable. Okay. That's understandable.
There could be story when the match might be high.
How about you?
Six.
Okay.
And it's mostly all Cody, even though, like I said, he hasn't done anything. Yeah. I haven't seen him do anything, but Cody has gone leaps and bounds since Stardust. When he was in WWE, I didn't think anything of him. I thought he was just like...
You didn't like any of his characters?
No.
Phantom of the Cody?
I'm not talking about characters here.
Oh.
In-ring.
Okay. Okay.
One, he had one major... I don't know if everyone remembers, but I have one major aesthetic thing that I hate when wrestlers do. When they don't wear knee pads. Oh, my fucking God. I hate when wrestlers don't wear knee pads. But anyway, I can never get behind him in the ring. I love the kick. The disaster kick. Love that move. And
beautiful
then the crossroads.
Previously.
Yeah. since he's gone off, and this isn't just me trying to be a mark. It's everything he's done post WWE to me has been great. All these the match with Christopher Daniels, that's one of the fucking greatest matches I've seen. Oh, the ROH
title that he won.
All these matches.
His match, the NWA title when he won the NWA title and the rematch.
As I'm burping, you're saying what I want to say. So yeah, all these matches. Cody, I know he's got it, and he can carry his brother. His brother over the hill, dude. Let's be real. Over the fucking hill. Goldust was my age when I was fucking 8. So like, you know what I mean? It's been a while. I know he's in shape. I know he's, you know,
he's in the might be his best
shape. I know, yeah. But I'm not gonna go all the way out and like say, yeah, it's gonna be amazing. It's a match I wanted to happen at WrestleMania like 3 years ago. So now, 3 years later, I don't know, but I'm gonna be optimistic. Dustin Rhodes is good in the ring. He's always been good in the ring.
He's been a good head.
Especially, in fact, some of his last matches in WWE, he looked crisp as fuck.
Yes.
And true. Cody. So I'm optimistic, but again, we'll see.
I'm at about a 7 also. I'll always give it a chance. I'm not expecting it to be that long, 12, 13 minutes tops. You know, you don't want a match like this to go that long, you know?
Yeah.
I obviously have Cody winning.
Yes. The fucking owner of the goddamn.
Yeah.
Robert Trapp in the live chat says 7. He didn't give any explanation, but he says 7.
Co-main event. Anticipation level, Arnold, for the Young Bucks defending the AAA tag team titles against Pentagon and Phoenix, Los Lucha Brothers.
No storyline, no nothing needed. 10.
Whoa!
No, nothing. I don't need shit for that because I know I am going to get a fucking spot goddamn fest. I know I'm going to get a crazy fucking match, a great mixing of indie and lucha, and just boom! 10. Bitch.
Wait.
Wrong.
I was going to give this about a 9, but your enthusiasm has swayed me to a 9.5.
Okay.
All right. I'm not.
What's keeping you?
I'm not at a perfect 10 because I feel like.
Storyline.
Hey, these guys are good. These guys are good. Let's throw it on the card. You know, I don't know if there's a storyline that I'm missing because I haven't been watching Being the Elite. Maybe that's what it is.
There is.
But even then, it's like, I don't know.
But now, for you at a 9.5, you don't need it enough.
I don't need it enough. Yeah. I'm still very much erect.
The match will be that 0.5.
There was an episode of AAA television where the Young Bucks confronted the Lucha Brothers, and they were throwing shade about who was the best tag team. And then they had an impromptu match that was not a short match. It was a long match. Young Bucks won it. That episode garnered about 5.5 million viewers in Mexico alone, which was unheard of numbers in this generation.
So
their story. And I think that's all the story I need to be along you.
That's all you need, buddy. I didn't even need that, and I was there, so I can only imagine. Now that I know that, I'm at an 11.
You know what? 9.75.
The fucking, what is it, the Russian judge or the goddamn, oh my god.
Who you got winning this?
Fuck, I don't know and I don't care.
Who owns the company?
It's AAA, not the.
Oh yeah.
So AAA belts are in play.
The Mexicans.
I don't know and I don't care.
I think they're Mexican. Right?
I think they're Mexican. We're foreshadowing Fox with WWE, I'm going to do some foreshadowing, and I see the Young Bucks losing the belts to Pentagon, and we get the rubber match at Madison Square Garden.
Inaugural AEW
at the AAA show in the Garden. That's match number 3.
Hold on. Because
Pentagon and Phoenix are booked for this show.
I might have blown past that. Triple A has a show at Madison Square Garden?
What Spanish Independence Day, September 15th. That Sunday. They're the day before. That Sunday. That's the show.
It's probably the 6th, but I said it was such confidence.
I think half of that arena is already sold out so far. The tickets went on.
The other half hasn't crossed the border yet.
The tickets went on sale on Cinco de Mayo, bro.
Why not?
They're fucking killing it, dude. Come on.
If they have a pinata and a pole, I just swear to God.
That could be a fuck too.
Pinata.
Imagine a main event at MSG ladder match between Lucha Bros and Young Bucks.
Oh man.
Okay.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
Your main event, Chris Jericho, Kenny Omega,
2.
Winner gets a future title shot at the inaugural AEW Heavyweight Championship.
Chris, what's your anticipation?
I'm about 9.5.
Okay.
The New Japan match that they had, as much as I loved it, it made our Match of the Year list last year. It was
like this.
It was very sports entertaining.
Yes. Yeah.
But AEW is not sports entertaining. I'm not sure if that's not the crowd.
It might be.
That's not the crowd that AEW is trying to hook.
You're trying to get on TNT, you better.
They're selling different. Okay. I don't think they're going to try to copy WWE.
Yeah.
So I don't see a sports entertaining rematch. Jericho's been doing a lot of MMA working out, practicing the last couple of weeks. He's debuting a new finisher, the Judas Effect.
What is that move?
I'm not going to spoil it for you. Okay. I'm still optimistic after everything Jericho's done and the work rate that Kenny Omega has been put out lately that they can do, that they can still find a middle where it doesn't look too slow or where one's catching up to somebody else. So I'm at a 9.5.
Okay.
Arnold?
Not knowing any storyline, we don't need any storyline for Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega.
You already had the match.
Boy. Yeah, exactly.
So you got some storyline.
Yeah, exactly. And then not needing a storyline for a rematch. Just like a, hey, fucker, let me try. I'm at an 8 because I know it's going to be good. I've already got it, which is why I'm not any higher.
Okay.
8.
Who do you have winning?
You haven't even said your anticipation.
No, I have not.
Oh, what's your anticipation?
Randy in the live chat says,
hey, Randy.
Hey, baby. She says,
I'm right here. What are you
shut up. Jericho versus Omega. 10. No storyline, no nothing needed. She's at a 10.
Damn. What I said the first time.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a couple notches lower, because we already got that.
I'm assuming Randy never saw the New Japan match with Omega and Jericho. We did, because I showed it to you.
I watched it while my wife was getting back surgery.
I heard that story. You were in the car. Penny.
Freezing cold outside. Penny was in the back seat. Sleeping and out, and I was on my phone watching it at like 8 in the morning.
What's your number?
Amazing, man.
We got Randy's number. What's your number?
So I'm at a 7.
Okay. Tell them. Too much hype.
Do tell.
I liked the match last year.
2 years ago. Fuck.
Last year?
No, that's your
last year.
Thank God.
I like the match last year.
Oh my God, time has gone by too fast.
Could it have been on our Match of the Year list? Yes. Did I rate it as high as you two?
You didn't.
No. This is a repeat.
That was all storyline. What the fuck are you?
This is a repeat. I'm not sure. And if it's for who's going to be the champ, Kenny Omega's winning.
Yeah. I got Kenny.
Like, really?
Kenny's
I've got Jericho winning.
No.
I think it's too obvious.
Wrong.
I think it's too obvious that Kenny Omega is going to be the guy holding the title.
Yeah, no.
I see Kenny Omega chasing the title.
Jericho.
So I've got Jericho versus somebody.
He could definitely challenge.
And that'll be Jericho wins the second
his
match.
His first defense
match will be for the belt.
His first defense, Jericho's first defense, has got to be against John Moxley.
The argument that you just made can be made later. For this match, the semifinals?
Oh my God,
the semifinals, is it going to be Jericho or is it going to be Kenny? No, bitch, it's going to be Kenny. Kenny versus who for the title? I don't know. All that shit you just said.
He loses.
Use that later. That argument later. Not now. For this match, it's going to be Kenny. Jericho don't need nothing. Jericho's Jericho. You put him in as a special attraction against anybody on that roster for the next double or nothing and all in or whatever it is, a debut on TNT or whatever. That you don't need him to be one of the top guys right from the get-go. It's going to be Kenny.
Get him.
Now think about this. They are coming to TV. The biggest star, I don't give a fuck what you say, in AEW was Chris Jericho.
Yep. He's bragging on Twitter and YouTube about, thanks, you're welcome, yes. I got you this contract. The guy that wrestled 20 years ago on that same fucking channel.
He legitimized the company.
Okay.
He legitimized the company. You give him that belt. Fuck, you give him this match, of course. Then you give him, you have him beat fucking Glacier or Mortis, whoever the fuck you the goddamn. That'd be really interesting if you beat Mortis. But what's it called? have him be the champion, then have and for as the rubber match of this three in Triple or Nothing or whatever the fuck Snake Eyes
all in two in September.
Yeah, have that be the match. KO. KO Y2J 3, the rubber match for the AEW title. Kenny Omega wins. Fantasy booking for you. It's like Game of Thrones all over
again. All right. You're right. Jericho is the biggest household name. Okay. But at this point, even though he's the bigger household name, he's more established. Jericho is Rick Rude. Kenny Omega is HBK. This is there. If you look at that through the eyes of DX, Rick Rude is the dude that's established, been around for a while. He's there to get this little stable over of people that are more established, but they're not like right from the get-go. It's not like it's not like Randy Orton coming up with these two, you know, Ted DiBiase and you know whatever.
You have
it's
to
like,
forgive him. He's a Bret Hart guy. He doesn't understand anything he's saying right now. DX is a foreign language to him. It's not Hart Foundation.
People forget Rick Rude was even in DX.
No. Now, yeah,
you know,
Jericho is the guy that is going to be getting all of these other dudes over. Right now, it's their time. Right now, it is Kenny Omega's time. It's not Jericho's time. Jericho is there to like usher everything in for these young guys.
But you have to think about this way: AEW, fuck New Japan, fuck ROH. AEW is just starting, so to build. You have to make Jericho your number one because he already has some fanfare. Now, having Kenny Chase as AEW builds with Kenny, he's basically like the fucking guy that you chase with, like the Daniel Bryan, the whatever the fuck, as AEW continues as a weekly show.
Chris Jericho for AEW is is what Jerry Lawler was to Memphis, yes. What Vern Gagne was to AWA, what fucking Jeff Jarrett was to TNA. He's going to be that guy that's going to be holding the belt primarily for the first year, 9 months, but is going to be putting over the next crop of Samoa Joe, AJ, Christopher Daniels, the guys from Impact that are going to be the guys that wave the flag once he's gone. Chris Jericho is going to make Omega, but Jericho is going to have that belt first. At least for me, that's where I'm seeing.
All right, Randy says this, baby, a 7, really? But this is AEW. It's different. Come on. Jericho is a good chaser because he's such a good promo cutter. Porsche says, Arnold's drunk.
I make a strong drink. That's Randy, why I haven't finished mine.
Randy says, through the ice DX? ? No, Abel's drunk.
yes.
Porsche says, everybody on the floor getting tipsy.
Overall, what's your anticipation level for AEW's in first event, Double or Nothing?
The whole is bigger thing than sums of the parts. 10! I am so interested to see where the fuck they're gonna go with this. Is this gonna fall flat on its face? Is it gonna suck? Is it gonna be badass? This, I'm anticipating this more so than I was anticipating All In, because now it's really All In. Right now, it is literally Double or Nothing. Like, you have to fucking nail this for your little company that you're trying to build to even have wings to get up off of the fucking ground.
So for your 7s and your 6s and a lot of these, who are these people on this roster, is your 10 motivated basically by the lack of interest that you're having from WWE?
The motivation for me is more of like how you were always so motivated to continue watching TNA, and you would also cite the source that, well, the wrestling historian in me wants to see TNA burn and actually watch it instead of not look. That's kind of
how both the planes hit the towers. Yeah,
that's kind of how I am about this, except in reverse. Instead of watching a company die, I'm wanting to watch a company grow in front of my eyes and witness the history of what the hell's gonna happen.
Question after your little tirade. serious question. Are you going to watch it on Saturday?
Yes.
How?
I'm going over to a friend's house. He's ordering the paper.
Nice.
I was going to have to go over to your house.
Foreman. All right. I see you, Foreman.
I'm not going to watch it, so my anticipation level is probably lower than these two guys. I have no means to watch it.
I will find your means to watch it because this Monday is Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll get you to watch it.
Yeah. Are y'all off Memorial
Day? I'm off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday of next week.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I'm already drunk. I'm getting pre-drunk.
Living up that bachelor life.
So what I'm going to do.
That house is going to be so sticky.
I'm gonna try to watch it post when it happens. Now, it always works for me not giving a fuck about spoilers for New Japan. Because for New Japan, I don't know that Kenny Omega and Okada were going to do a 30-minute draw. So I know I'm watching a match to nothing.
Yeah.
But it's getting me to there to make me not care about the end, but that I already know the ending. So... With this pay-per-view?
You need to watch it soon so you don't get ruined.
Yeah.
You don't want to be spoiled.
I don't want to be spoiled because I have a feeling it's going to be a lot of not sport like New Japan is, a little bit of that and WWE. So I think it's going to be a perfect little blend where storylines are going to matter.
I think you can get spoiled on this and you'll be fine. And here's the reason why. The outcomes don't matter as much as what you're going to see as far as how it's presented and what type of wrestling you're going to get.
And the new guys and girls you don't know.
You just said it. You want to see how it's going to be, what type of wrestling. Is it going to be more sport? Is it going to be more entertainment? Whatever. If that's the case, you're watching it for the stylistic reasons and not for the results. That's why if you get spoiled on the results, that's okay because you're more interested in seeing the style of it.
Okay.
I got spoiled on Endgame. I still wanted to watch to see how we got there. So it's the same thing for me. I mean, if I wasn't
going... That being said, I'm not going to text you results.
Neither am I. I'm actually going to stay off of Facebook for the weekend. If I wasn't going, I would probably be at about a 9.5, and I would probably be out of pocketing it myself and having y'all come over.
Yeah,
okay. Obviously, since I'm there, what my pick is.
So look, I have DirecTV, and I keep getting promotions for it, but when I click, I don't see the price. I read some of it, it's like $60.
$60 on the telly. If you do the fight app, I think it's 40. Yeah. I think overseas, they're only charging 20.
I don't have $60 to spare.
Just keep this in mind before people start throwing shade out there.
$9.99, buddy.
AEW did not choose that $60 price. The cable companies are that confident that this event can pull that money that they're charging that. Now, if it was AEW's choice, it would probably be half of that.
Do you think that's what helped kill TNA back in the day? Their high pay-per-view prices?
No, because
it was $10 a week, and it was worth it at $10 a week. Especially the early NWA TNA stuff.
That was a week.
It was a weekly show before they went on a monthly pay-per-view. You paid every week.
That's what I meant.
But like then later when they had pay-per-views, it was still before the WWE Network. WWE was still charging their $50, $60, $70.
But for WWE, whereas
TNA, they were like 40.
It was $30 for the regular shows, $40 for Bound for Glory, Genesis.
So they were already beating WWE by like $20, $30.
Yeah.
So they were already undercutting WWE. So they were fine.
The volume of their buyers was nowhere near WWE.
Right? Well, they never were. Yeah. They were strictly number two or number three, and they were consistent. They were as number two, number three.
Now,
because if you were watching that weekly show. Those pay-per-views in the mid-2000s and the early 2010s,
back when
they were solid as fuck. Even the first couple of years in the Impact Zone, matches. Some of those matches.
All of the shit that we praise AJ for now, that was the shit we've been watching for like 20 years.
Yeah.
AJ's been badass this entire time.
I get what you guys mean.
He gets well with age, man, like wine.
So, I guess I'm a very cautious 7. Just because I don't know what I'm getting myself into,
and I don't know when I'm gonna watch it.
I know I'm not gonna watch it live.
And that hurts.
Exactly. That's what's gonna be like. I can't even be on. I already know my friend. I'm in two different wrestling chats. I'm about to meet the fuck out of one of them. Not ours. But yeah, but don't get me wrong. I'm hopeful because, hey man, the more the better.
Cool.
A little teaser. Which match are you looking forward to more? Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho for number one contendership this weekend, or 2 weeks from now, Kazuchika Okada defending the IWGP Heavyweight Championship against the same Chris Jericho? Yes.
Really?
Yes. Okada that's the main versus event Jericho? Of Dominion. That's the main event of Dominion.
Simply
that's your I've, boy, man. In a week and a half, he's on two of the biggest matches of the year.
Simply because I've not seen it before, Okada versus Jericho. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Okay. I'm going to agree with Arnold on this one.
I know the other one will be better, but I don't know because Okada is more WWE. He's very good for WWE style, sports entertainment style.
He has a cruise control that works.
Yes, that's you're better spoken than I am. As far as wrestling goes,
you better talking me.
I'm gooder than most, but not gooder than you.
They don't be like it is.
They don't think it be like it is, but it do.
Chris Porsche says this. Chris, you and Scott have safe travels.
Ah, thank you.
Drink all day and drink all night.
Most definitely. There's at least three breweries and a pinball museum that we're going to hit up before this show. And nice. I've got a couple of stacks saved set aside to see if I can make some money at the roulette table.
All right, then borrow some money.
Yeah.
So, oh, man.
Hell yeah. Instead of gambling it away, you could just give it to a good cause.
You know, it's kind of a gamble giving it to me. You kind of get that same vibe. Will he pay his bills? Will he fucking blow it on dumb shit? Spoiler, it'll be the dumb shit.
Bills are dumb shit. Oh, man. Any memories of Ashley Massaro? I feel like we had this conversation last week.
No, we didn't.
With Silver King.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh.
Now we're having this conversation with Ashley Massaro.
I honestly don't because she was in when I was out. So I knew she was. I remember she did Playboy. And I was in and out in like 07 when I used to watch it with my friend Beto. And I was like, oh, hey, look. You know, she's pretty hot. You know.
Diva Search winner, I'm, right?
She was the first one, wasn't she?
I think so.
I don't think she was the first.
No.
Was she? I don't know.
Maybe the second. Whatever. So I was like, oh, cool. I like her style, you know, this and that. But she didn't wrestle. I mean, I'm not trying to diminish her. I'm just
thinking. From what you know.
From what I remember. I was in and out. So I was like, oh, yeah, cool. She's got the look. But then nothing really. And then she left. And then I remember hearing about a lawsuit. And actually, yesterday I read the fucking lawsuit. It's fucked up what happened to her.
What? What happened?
Okay. She was raped in the locker room, and apparently she was before raped the in
Saudi Arabia,
and Vince was like, "Shh,
don't say it. You're gonna fuck up our relationship."
She went to Saudi Arabia.
Tribute to the True. It was like the first one. They were ambassadors. Her, Maria Kanellis, and like two other people. I forgot who the guys were. But she started getting like dehydrated. She went to like a medical tank or whatever. But they were on a schedule. They had to go, so they said, "Hey, you know, we're gonna go, but we're gonna come back for you or whatever." It's not. She goes into a medical tank and she's there. She's kind of like in there, kind of whatever. They're giving her an IV. Out of nowhere, doctor leaves a guy dressed in like cargo shorts, like army shorts, and like a regular top. And a girl walk in, change her IV out to something else. She instantly starts getting woozy. They lay her down on the table, strap her down, and he.
Wow.
Yeah. While the female military chick stands guard.
Damn.
And then, like a little while later, the other doctor or somebody else comes in and they rush out of there. And then, but they rendered whatever they gave her, rendered her so like useless. She couldn't speak. She couldn't do anything. So she couldn't tell them, hey, those people raped me. So Damn. She went to the hotel later on and she told Maria about it. Maria's like, oh, what the fuck? But then Maria still had to go to the next thing or whatever.
Yeah.
So she came, she told, the wrestling people there, they were like, oh, fuck. He needed to go home. She went home. They have a big meeting where in that meeting, Vince and all them were there, but they had already had the meeting before her. So they were just there to tell her, hey, look, you know, we understand what happens. You don't have to travel to Saudi Arabia anymore. And, but yeah, you're going to be taken care of, but just
keep it in house.
Keep it in house. Don't tell nobody about it. And she was more like hurt by that. That they were just like, that he didn't have her back because she didn't want to have WWE. Vince McMahon didn't want to hurt the relationship between WWE and the U.S. military.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, Porsche says that she was the second or third.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are you sure this was Saudi and not Iraq? Because Iran. I didn't think they went to Saudi for a tribute to the troops.
It wasn't. It was like a one of those like
because they went to Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Was it one of those?
But what I read, it was in Saudi Arabia where this happened.
Okay. Fuck if I know.
So again, I could be wrong, yeah. But I'm positive I read that.
Well, that's fucked up. And if it was indeed Saudi Arabia, then go back to our same question before. What's worse, the Fox deal or the Saudi deal? Well, throw some more gasoline on the goddamn Saudi Arabia fire.
Yeah. I remember her having a look that I liked. And I don't say that as like, a dude that a horny guy. I mean, cookie cutter, punk rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, punk rocker.
Yeah.
Before AJ Lee, yep. There was this chick.
Yep.
Before Caitlyn, there was this chick. Before fucking
Ruby Riot.
Fuck it, Nikki Cross. Yeah. Anybody that looks nothing like anyone someone you rockers. See on the beach.
Yeah.
This was your prototype right here, Ashley Massaro. And obviously, you couldn't have the expectations of her wrestling on the leagues of Trish, yeah, Lita, yeah. Victoria, because she won this Diva Search, and you're learning from the ground up.
Yeah.
But from what I noticed, from what I remember, besides the look, she was learning. She was getting there. She had
a WrestleMania match.
She had a WrestleMania match. I wanted more of her.
They attempted to take her seriously as a competitor for a little bit. Given the broad climate that they were in,
yeah.
You know,
the era that she was in.
Like they left However, that for
pretty much. She said after this, then that's when they just dropped. Like,
yeah,
yeah.
She was like almost the only one in that era where they tried to take women's wrestling seriously at the end those particular years. Because you had your Kelly Kellys, you had your Tori Wilsons, your Maria Kanellis, where they were just eye candy. She won Diva Search, so she was supposed to just be eye candy, but she had that Avril Lavigne kind of look. So it's like, okay, well, here's another different type of eye candy. But then I'm like, maybe she could actually go. And they tried. She didn't succeed a whole lot. She didn't have, and part of that's booking, but she tried. And that's what I really remember her. I don't have any specific memories, but that's the best thing.
I just know it sucks because I remember her having a daughter then.
Yeah. That's why she was in the search.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think it was $250,000.
Yeah.
I don't know. $500,000.
I think it was $250,000. But still. And I think her daughter now is like,
teens,
maybe late teens, early 20s, but
that still. Was one of the first girls when this movement came up. I was like, oh, first ever women's Royal Rumble, oh, Evolution,
yeah,
man, bring out Ashley,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, well, we know why, she was obviously. In an ongoing lawsuit against WWE,
but which I didn't know,
supposedly, I didn't know that either.
She was off my radar, until this, obviously, until
and supposedly she apologized to WWE like right before she died, saying that, like, you know, I'm sorry, it's not. Now her team's saying that never happened. The WWE saying that she apologized like in an email. I don't know. It's like it's kind of like a PR thing now, like a wash your hands and make sure you. Because they found out today that it was suicide by hanging.
Yeah,
she hung herself. So it's like it was pretty, but it's crazy because she worked at a radio station. She hosted a show. Like apparently nothing about her seemed like off until. So, fuck, dude, it's fucked up because it's May's mental health awareness.
And you know what, man? I don't mean to take away focus from Ashley on here, but I got to throw this out because, you know what? I think I'm finally coming around to Porsche's sentiment of fuck Rebby Hardy.
Why?
Because she doesn't.
She was come across as pleased on the internet after hearing about the death of Massaro, apparently.
Yeah, she was like talking shit and being like, "Oh, good," and like that kind of stuff. And I've always.
I already think she's kind of a bitch to begin with.
I know, and a lot of people have that, but I've been like, "Eh, she's fine," you know. But Porsche's always like,
Hardy's
no,
benefit
I don't
of the
like
doubt
her.
Is rubbing off on Rebby.
Hardy's benefit.
You don't see her
but
by herself.
Now,
especially if you see the Hardy's documentary, she wasn't exactly the nicest person back then either.
And now after this, the way she acted with all this stuff going on with Ashley, now I'm finding out what you're saying about Ashley. No. You everyone, know what? Okay.
Rebel's dude, accountable if, for herself.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
The dicks of dicks, CM Punk, went out of his way to say, man, that sucks. She was a good person. He's a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? He don't really fucking comment about nobody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone so far, you've not seen, besides that, I could officially say now, besides that, I've not seen anybody say a bad word or not even indifferent. Like, basically, it's one of those, like, how I equivalent before this ending about Game of Thrones. It's all or nothing. You either love Game of Thrones or you've never seen it. So with Ashley, it seems to be like you either loved her or you have no idea who she was.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how it was as far as meeting her as a person. But yeah, man, that fucking sucks.
And I guess from experience, anybody out there, if there's a problem, say something. Yeah. If you need to talk to somebody,
yeah,
talk to somebody. Don't think just because you're capable of holding it in and having the boxer's face where you got to always keep your hands up. Sometimes it's all right to lower your guard and tell people.
Yeah.
You know, don't have that worry of, man, I don't want to tell people because I'm afraid of no. Burden. No, I don't want to tell people because I'm afraid that nobody will listen. You know?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. If there's ever a position, I've cut the PSA before a few years ago.
I remember.
If you need somebody, dude, find me.
Yeah.
If you need somebody to die with, find me so that your last memory won't be of you being alone. But you don't have to feel that way and you don't have to put up a front. Don't be like Ashley.
Yeah.
You got problems, man. There's always somebody that's gonna listen.
It sucks.
There's always someone there for you, except you don't know because you assume that they're not there.
It sucks when it comes to suicide because it's not a victimless crime. But besides you, you hurt everyone else around you, and it sucks. And people can get angry and say it's selfish. I understand, but you're not until you're there as a guy who battles with constant depression and suicidal thoughts. It's not fucking easy, man. It's really not easy, and it's such a cliche thing to say is, oh, hey, man, just ask for help. Hey, man, sometimes people stop legitimately, like, seeking you out or listening because they have lives of their own. You know, I went through some shit 5 years ago, and for the first year, I found out how beautiful life was as far as people fucking taking the shirt off their back for me because, you know, fuck, man, I went through some rough shit. A couple years later, when they realized I was kind of a dick in real life, and on Facebook, a little bit less open hands. But
So, that's what you get when you spoil Game of Thrones when you don't watch.
Yes,
bitch.
So Red, okay. So what I mean is just basically, man, it's a bitch and it's really hard. But there's
you're not alone.
You're not alone, and there's legitimately always somebody there. There's that. I don't know. I wish I knew it by heart, but there's a suicide hotline which apparently is really good, and it's not just one of those like you know call up and whatever. Apparently, they really work with you.
And they just follow up with you.
Yeah, and there's so many other ways, dude. And it's just like I can beat this dead horse as far as when it comes to this, man. I'm just like just try not to get all the way down there, man, because it's a bitch. And
it's worse to get out.
And if you're telling somebody not to, never say this thing. And I can't stand when people say, if I can do this, you can. Don't ever say that to somebody because you don't know what the next person is capable of withstanding.
Yeah.
So it provides this like almost like hierarchy of like shit that I can take or whatever. It makes me stronger than you. Now we're all fucking at the end of the day, we're all the same. So man, it's just ask, man. Just seek out and talk to somebody because it just sucks. That's all I gotta say.
There you go.
That's a show, man.
No, it's not.
I hate to end it on
we're gonna end it on a happier note.
Are we going to laugh at Impact?
No, we're not going
to laugh. Can we laugh at Impact? You know why we're laughing at Impact?
I don't have a reason to laugh at
Impact. Because there were some segments of the country that last week's episode of Impact, their main event, instead of airing their main event, Pursuit aired 24 minutes of commercials.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So if you had the Pursuit channel, maybe if you recorded it.
God damn.
You got 24 minutes of commercials instead.
Was this for everybody or some?
Certain areas.
I'm pretty sure Porsche set Impact to be recorded weekly. Porsche,
go
check and see what that is.
Check if your main event is for OxyClean.
All right. That wasn't the high note I was talking
about. Okay, but I tried.
The high note I was talking about, which you should have already brought up because you were there too, my friend.
Oh, I'm going to Vegas. Oh,
no.
WrestleCon!
Yeah. WrestleCon happened this past weekend. Dude, my boy Chris, along with Scott, the Scott, were there. Y'all were there Friday night? We were holding night?
Up Friday.
Yeah, Friday night.
Friday night. Woo!
I drove from Friendswood straight to Conroe, an hour and a half after work through traffic to get there. Because that was the only time in my schedule besides maybe 8 hours of sleep for that weekend.
Yeah.
Saturday and Friday and Saturday combined and Sunday combined, 8 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm. I squeezed in the time.
What did y'all wind up playing?
SmackDown versus Raw 2019 on the PS4. They were playing there were several games. I remember I checked out after doing all right on WWE All-Stars.
Okay.
I think they were playing something on the Super Nintendo when I first got there, or on the GameCube. I think it was the GameCube, but I forgot what it was.
The Day of Reckoning?
Maybe.
Because I know on Saturday and Sunday. What were y'all playing? Saturday and Sunday, the day I was there, we didn't play anything on the GameCube. So if there was a GameCube day, it was probably Friday. But
you were playing old school pro wrestling on the NES.
That was the
only, I have that somewhere. I need to break it out.
That was the only game I was good at. Pro wrestling on the NES.
Man, to this day, I wish I was there because I want to find out. I have no idea. There was a So I had a Super Nintendo when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
I bought one video game from Toys R Us the whole 6-7 years I had of a Super Nintendo because you know we didn't have that much money. So for Christmas one year, my dad was like, hey, you know, my dad. Spoiler alert, Santa Claus. My dad was Santa Claus. So he was like, hey, you will take me to Toys R Us on good money years and tell me, hey, you know, pick some presents for Christmas or whatever. One year I picked out WWF Monday Night Raw. I wanted that game so bad. He said, that's expensive. I said, I know.
That's all I want.
So he goes, if you get that, you're not getting anything else. I'm like,
okay.
First of all, it's Arnold. Second of all, okay. That's fine. So I got that. So that's the only game that I had that I paid full price for. Everything else, La Pulga from Telephone Road, baby. Fucking couple bucks here. I had American Gladiators, one of the best games I've ever played in my life. Shitty ass game. And but I had this wrestling game that I have no fucking clue what it was called. It was known. It was like made up wrestling names. And it's why I know what a round robin tournament is, because you can do one. And it was all these fake, you know, characters. Or maybe they were real from Japan. But like, there were all these random-ass, no-name, generic wrestling, and I love that fucking game. And it used to have, like in Japan, a 20 count from the outside.
Right, yeah.
So it was so fucking cool and so different, but no one ever knew what game it was. I don't know what game it was.
Guess what I got for homework?
Shit out of it.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find out what game it is.
Yes.
And I'm going to buy it.
Ask Jake from WrestleThon. I bet he may even fucking have it.
We might have used it.
We may have played it.
I don't know what it was, but I loved that game.
We went through a shitty game block there for a little bit where we just put in different NES and SNES games. Like, goddamn, this is terrible. You know, the game that Strong Bad from Homestar Runner actually comes from, the source material, was an NES game too that was only – it was only entitled Tag Team Wrestling. Strong Bad was from that because the tag team were the Strong Bads and like the Good Guys or something like that, and that's where Homestar got that from. And I learned that this weekend. But then we also did on Saturday night we did WrestleThon After Dark once it got kind of late, and we played Rumble Roses.
What the fuck is that?
Rumble Roses is like a wrestling video game with nothing but ladies.
Oh yeah,
where
is it like DOA?
Technology.
You remember DOA?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls, and they were just flopping around.
They were flopping around. Yeah. So we played that. So it was fun. Basically, if you don't know what WrestleThon is, it's a live charity stream where we're playing wrestling video games all year. My friend Jake, he's the one this is his rodeo. That's his baby. We've been there, you know, volunteering ever since day one. This is WrestleThon 6. This particular weekend, we raised over $3,000 for this particular WrestleThon 6.
Up to 18 total for the 6 years.
Total.
Right?
Over 18.
18 grand.
18 grand so far that has been over the course of this past 6 years. So this was a good year. We had, I think the year before was technically a better year, but whatever. It doesn't matter because we're raising it for the kids. It doesn't go to our pockets, and it was awesome. So
they were giving away video games, wrestler-worn T-shirts, actual equipment so you can start your own streaming at home online.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Like the camera and the heart, all that stuff. Yeah. They had a lot of great prizes.
Yeah, a lot of sponsorships and stuff. Yeah. Chick-fil-A sponsored food, HEB sponsored food. Holy shit. So we had
wrestlers this year.
We ate.
I was infamous for one of the early ones. If we get $50 in the next 20 minutes, I will take a chop from this pro wrestler.
I want a Booker's guys to get to you, right?
Child molester, dude.
No
wonder they were weak.
Ouchies.
No wonder they were weak. But I
forgot. Porsche played Crush Hour finally. WWE Crush Hour. Oh, nice. That's right. Yeah, you did. Twisted Metal, but with wrestlers. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say?
I was about to say it because they also tried to play stuff from like a GameCube, not GameCube, like a handheld console, like from a Game Boy Advance, I think.
Yes, Jake was gonna do a speed run of old Game Boy Color game called WWE Mayhem.
Yeah,
and he said that his playing on his own time, his record was like 11 minutes, but the world record was like 12 or 13 minutes. And he's like, we're gonna try it, and he fucked up, so he wound up getting at 18 minutes, but still. It was cool
because I think I'd mentioned to him, I was like, dude, play 10 or 15 minutes of WWE Immortals. I've been saying it before. That's a game that needs to be on console. That's like
the one with the like Hulk Hogan and other one.
That's Mortal Kombat version of WWE fighting. Finishers. Like Roman's finisher, he gets a bunch of grenades and pulls the pins and drops them and walks away while he explodes.
I forgot about that.
That's a badass game, dude. Yeah, I wish it's mobile. Like if they release that on console from NetherRealm makes it. So Injustice, Mortal Kombat, if that was on console, dude,
Controls are real simple. It's like forward in the button, back in the button, do different moves, and like that's it. But it's basically a fighter game, but with WWE characters as like zombies and ghosts and monsters.
I remember seeing it.
I
used to have WWF In Your House on PlayStation.
Oh,
it was kind of just exactly like WrestleMania the arcade game.
It was so bad. But again, Jake, thanks for WrestleThon. We're going to, see you again. Hopefully
same
soon.
Time next year, man. Yeah, same I'm thing. Down.
Hopefully, maybe we could get Jake on here at HWR. He expressed some interest. Like, hey, man, when can I come back on the show? And I told him, we've been changing up our format a little bit. So, Jake, you're welcome whenever, have a topic.
From his place. We'll go to his place and we'll lay right on
the shit, man. Now that he has his own fucking place and he has it fucking set up nice. Yeah, we might. Shit. But yeah, Conroe's kind of far. I get it.
You've been there, done that, huh?
Yeah, that was awesome. So yeah, now that's the show. Unless you
motherfuckers. That's a way higher note than it was gonna end on. So yeah.
That's it, bro.
Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.